tell you this, but winter is here, and healthy eating can sometimes be a concern as people eat more during the holiday season. They indulge when family and friends were there, got together at home for those holiday parties or at work or the traditional office party around Christmas. And we always say, well, we'll just let it go over the Christmas holidays and we'll get better about our eating habits in January. But sometimes it's difficult. We're here to lend a helping hand today, everybody, as we like to do here on the program. Joining us from Salad Creations in Toronto is Brenda Bott. Brenda, welcome to the show.
Welcome. Hi. How are you?
I am absolutely wonderful. You've come up with a top 10 list on ways to help me stay skinny.
Yes, we have. Salad Creations is all about educating our guests on what they eat.
First one is one that makes a lot of sense. When we start to feel those hunger pains, and I got to tell you, they happen around here an awful lot. Don't reach for that sugary carbo snack. Get an 8-ounce glass of clean, purified water.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good way in order to curb your hunger. I actually myself, I went through trying to. I lost actually 140 pounds, so I know what
it's
all about. Yeah, talk about healthy eating.
Mm.
That's actually what kind of brought me into Salad Creations, because I was always looking for healthier alternatives in order to lose weight. And I drank a lot of water, so I can certainly suggest that that's something that you can do. It kind of it fills you up, and it also cleanses your body as well too. And that's ultimately what I was looking for, was something like this in terms of, you know, a concept where with salads you could I was always having to make my own thing because I did it on my own. I didn't do it under any weight loss plan. I kind of invented my own. So that's why these tips are really great, to be able to help people be able to sort of get some guidance, because you have to change your way of life. There's no other way to do it.
Absolutely. And continuing on down your list, this one was difficult for me to grasp, because I have, some would say, a very voracious appetite.
Mm-hmm.
That one on the list, the second one on the list, is every time you eat, try and stop when you're about 80% done, because it takes your brain about 20 minutes, and some brains longer, including mine, to register that food's on the way and that you're full.
Yeah, and you know what? This is something that I did, you know, as well, because it's absolutely true. Like, if you ever ate a meal and you felt, like, really stuffed after, and you think, well, you know, I didn't feel like that while I was eating it, but when you kind of sit in the chair in front of the TV after, you're like, you feel a little bloated. And it's absolutely, like, you kind of have, you have to spend the time digesting your food, and this is, I ate until I was full, and that's what I think is the best guideline. And if you do that at a slower process and take time to let your food register in your body, then you'll feel fuller quicker and not have to eat everything that you see, I guess is a good way of putting it as well.
Continuing on down the list, and this list is really helpful, because it not only gives you the tips, but it tells you what you did, at least to me, what I was doing doing wrong and how I can fix it.
Yeah.
The next one is one that is tough for me to pass up as well, and that's those evil foods like the dessert trays.
Yeah, and you know, for me as well too, desserts and anything sweet is and was one of my biggest downfalls. And you know what, I really think that, like, what we suggest is taking one or two samples and really enjoying that without the guilt. Because I think one of the best things you can do when you're choosing a healthier lifestyle is not deprive yourself. Because if you feel deprived, then you're always going to be, you know, trying to, for lack of a better word, say, pick out on something on those times where you're feeling more susceptible to eating something that you really shouldn't. So, and there is a way of, too, having those evil foods, as we say, but in a healthier way as well. You just have to find what they are, and that sometimes requires a little bit more research, or also going into the grocery store to find things, especially nowadays, that are a healthier choice for you.
Eat fresh vegetables with your lunch and evening meal. I only get them once a day. Is that bad?
You know what? You should eat as many fresh vegetables as you can in a day. I often snack on carrots, celery, things like that all during the day, as snacks, especially in the middle of the afternoon. And also, one of the biggest things is, avoiding mixing proteins with starches, because one of the biggest things too is you know, you don't want those sort of fluctuations during the day where you feel real starved as well.
That's going to get rid of my sandwich then, isn't it?
Well, you can have a salad.
Fair enough. Yeah. Works for me. But that being said, and I'm skipping down the list here because I thought one kind of went with the other one. You suggest that we don't overdose on vegetables.
Yeah. Well, I guess I think what we're saying is you should have it actually is do overdose on vegetables.
Ah.
Yes. Having 7 to 10 cups more a day and enjoy them raw with a good dip. And there's lots of ways of having a dip that are a healthy way to be able to do that as well, too. You can have them cooked, lightly steamed, you know, and they have all your essential nutrients. And there's, you know, you can't, nobody's known from gaining weight by having too many vegetables.
That's for sure. Another one on the list here is one that I've started to subscribe to because I watched a show on it once, and that's to eat your fresh fruits between meals and at least 20 minutes before you have dinner. For instance, if you're going home to have supper right now, have that orange ahead of time because it helps you balance your acids out.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to do. That's often like in the afternoon, in the middle of the day, where most people feel like around 3 or a little later in the afternoon, that mid-afternoon when you're feeling a little tired and so on and so forth, is a good time to have, you know, fruit in the middle of the day rather than, you know, be starved when you get home, I guess is a good way of putting it as well.
We should be getting more vegetarian dishes into us, shouldn't we? 4 to 5 servings of animal protein per week.
Yeah, and the thing is that's one thing that we found too, in terms of what we do in serving our guests is that they're asking for more vegetarian dishes as well. I think basically it's like, you know, what I do as well, and I think what most people should do is limit your red meat during the week as well. Chicken, fish, or vegetarian dishes are probably the best way to go in terms of being able to eat or have a healthier lifestyle as well.
So fish doesn't count as animal protein?
Fish does not count as animal protein. Well, I guess I don't think you can eat too much fish, especially when we have in our stores salmon, where you could have the omega-3
mm-hmm.
Basically component in it, which our guests in our stores particularly like, which I, you know, I don't think you can, that's one thing that you can't have enough of either. And I think a lot of people look to in order to have something like that in their diet on a weekly basis as well.
We need to eat more beans.
Yeah, and I think that's really important as well too. That's a good thing that I found that you can incorporate into a lot of recipes as well. And you know, and even like we do, like oftentimes you can put them in salads, you know, chickpeas and things like that, or even some of the dried beans. And the thing is they're not. Like if you ate them by themselves rather or as opposed to incorporating them into something else, they're actually quite tasty and quite good for you as well, too.
We also shouldn't wait until we're starved to eat. We should be eating a lot more small meals during the day.
That's absolutely essential. I find that if you eat smaller meals during the day, and the key that I think is absolutely essential, and I know that a lot of people don't do because I wasn't doing it as well, is eating at least 3 meals a day. You have to have your breakfast, you have to have your lunch, and you have to have your dinner. And I can't stress that as much. That's what made me successful by not, you know, walking out of the house and not having a breakfast. And in the morning by having, you know, rolled oats with, you know, some fresh fruit on top of it or raisins or nuts, you know, with a little bit of skim milk. And, you know, there's a lot of varieties even of milk, like people, oh, skim. No, you know, you have to find what works for you in terms of what is tasty. If you don't like skim milk, I don't suggest you go to that because it's not going to be something you enjoy. It's not going to be an experience you're going to sit down, I'm not going to eat that because I don't like it. If it happens to be 1 or 2%, then that's have to be your choice. But and also at lunch, you can, you know, make choices of salads and with maybe chicken with it at lunchtime. The odd time you could have your red meat with that, or you could have fish option with it. And at dinner time, one of the things as well is basically limit what your starch intake is. And I think that's a big problem as well. And have those snacks. And I firmly believe of the not eating after, you know, say 7 o'clock at night as well. But I think I just think that when you do that, you don't feel starved during the day. You feel full and you don't feel over full. You know, I've been through this experience myself. It was a great challenge for me. And, you know, I stuck to it along with adding exercise to it as well. And I believe anybody can do it if you set your mind to it.
The last one is something that I found to be rather interesting, considering that when I was growing up as a very young broadcaster, my mother would insist that I had something to drink with each and every meal. You suggest we don't do that.
Yeah, and I guess that, you know, it's, I guess the sort of the idea behind this is by having a glass of water a little bit before you actually have dinner, rather than having something while you're having dinner, because they're sort of twofold. Like it fills you up a little bit before in terms of eating, and then allows you to be able to digesting the foods and absorbing the nutrients and so on and so forth that you're consuming. It also helps with your, you know, just basically, I guess, the cleansing of the body and so on and so forth, which, again, is another thing that I do as well. I do like to, at different times of the day, have, people are always saying about caffeine and so on and so forth. You have to watch the consumption with that. But, again, if there's something that's of particular fancy to you that you can find at a lower calorie substitute at other times during the day, I think it's something that you have to be able to incorporate in, so again you don't feel deprived in terms of not having it at your meals, but maybe at another time during the day.
Brenda, I appreciate your time today. Awesome information.
Okay.
That is Brenda Bott. She's from Salad Creations in Toronto, a top 10 list as to what we should be doing to maybe help us along and keep some of those shed pounds off and encourage a few more to find the door. Interesting. Drink before you eat your meal, not during. That's not what Mom said, but maybe we'll have to give it a try. Maybe I have to see if Jacqueline agrees if I'm not supposed to drink milk with my... Well, see, now I'm going to get in trouble. See? And